fans, we are back, and wow, can you believe it? Julio Rodrigo de Hoyas, otherwise known as the Man Without Fear La Sombra, has officially returned to WWE. You know, say what you will about Julio and his decisions of the past, but what he showed me inside the ring in 2005 absolutely knocked my socks off, and I, for one, cannot wait to see La Sombra back in action. And speaking of back in action, I don't know if Daryl Bazov is going to be back in time for the grinder, but he's being carried out of the R-squared circle on a stretcher. I've just been informed by our medical team that Mr. Bazov has been scratched from our main event. And with that said, let's go to the ring for our introductions.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is our main event of the evening, and it will be a three-way dance for the WWE Heavyweight Championship. The rules of this bout are simple. If you are pinned, you will be eliminated from the contest.
Well, I guess it's official, folks. Daryl Bazov has been scratched from this match, and instead of a fatal four-way, which we were all anxious to see, instead it's going to be replaced with a three-way dance. At this point, I'm not even sure if Daryl Bazov can compete in the grinder, folks. And as the NDW music sounds throughout our arena, look at the pyrotechnic shoot warming up this stage for the dirtiest player in the game. Pushing the curtains to the side, the crowd boos, and there he is. It's DCP, Derek Cheap Shot Parks. And tonight, Derek is dressed in his official black and white NDW t-shirt, faded green carpenter pants, and classic style wrestling boots. As DCP now makes his way down to our ringside area, he motions across his waist, and I assume that's to tell the people here that he's going to have gold strapped around his waist very, very soon. Up the stairs and into the ring, and Parks continues to warm up as our introductions continue.
And now in the ring, he makes his way to us from Kokomo, Indiana, and is a former three-time WWA World Television Champion. He is a man who gave Lee Real his first loss in 14 months. He is both good, bad, and ugly. This is DCP, Derek Cheap Shot Parks.
You know, what can you say about DCP other than he's probably the most successful wrestler here in WWA without a championship belt around his waist? I know Derek Parks really wants to win this WWA Heavyweight Championship belt, especially before the grinder, because Parks looks at the WWA Heavyweight Championship as a stepping stone. And as crazy as that is, because this is our number one belt right underneath Mr. Batiste eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Championship, but that just has to show you just how DCP's mind works. This guy thinks he is the best in the business. And speaking of the best in the business, let's give a man who has put his dues in since 1999 the benefit of the doubt as well. Let's welcome to the ring, Sam Goddamn Natas.
Our second competitor, he hails from right here in Arkansas. Forget about his weight and forget about his height. All you need to know about him is that he's evil. Sam Goddamn Natas!
Dragging Miss Suck down to the ringside area by a leash and now chaining her to the railing like a duck. Hey, Sam, she's not gonna pee out here like that hyena did, is she? What? She only growls. I don't sit. Nice doggy, nice. Hey, she's not gonna bite me, is she, Sam? Oh, good Lord. As Natas goes up the stairs and steps through the ropes, listen to the fans continue to cheer the evil one. Climbing up to the top of the turnbuckle and raising the sledge over his head, this place has gone completely off the hook insane. As the sounds of thunder crackle through our arena, here comes the Spectre accompanied to the ring by that mangy pet hyena of his. It's Johnny. Hey, Sim, you better watch out. Johnny might try to hump suck. Wouldn't that be a sight? Tonight, Spectre is wearing, oh my gosh, an S&M outfit. And get this, they have rhinestones running down the sides that says, I love Sam Natas. Oh my God, Spectre is shirtless, and good Lord Almighty, at 299 pounds, it's not a pretty sight. It's, oh my God, Spectre, what is that? You have Johnny dressed up in an S&M outfit too? You guys are matching, oh my God. That's Spectre. is absolutely unpredictable. Entering the ring, look at Sam Natas. My God, he's asking the referee if Spectre has been tested for AIDS. Oh, my God.
And finally, it's time to introduce our champion. Weighing in at 299 pounds and hailing from the deepest corner of your mind, he is the WWA Heavyweight Champion, ladies and gentlemen, The Spectre!
Would you look at that? Sam Natas is now flexing at the Spectre, and good Lord, did you just see Spectre blow a kiss to Sam Natas? DCP begins to laugh in the opposite corner, but Sam does not see the humor in this sexual gesture. Spectre now bends over, inviting Natas into his corner, and folks, I think Sam Natas is going to explode with rage. Still bent over and winking in the direction of Sam, who is now complaining to the referee. First charges Spectre and swinging into a running neckbreaker. Down goes the Spectre, giggles and all. But giggles is not going to win you this match. Trip up by Parks and peering down at a stunned champion, DCP begins to lay the bad mouth down on Spectre. Turning to face Natas to go one-on-one with the Extreme One. Oh, clothesline from hell. Topples DCP, but look at Parks fighting back to his feet and fighting off the impact. Derek fires forward with the groggy haymaker, but it's Natas who ducks the move, clamping down with his massive arms around the waist of the dirtiest player in the game. German suplex, and DCP goes right the hell back onto his neck and hooking the leg for the 1, 2. No, Spectre breaks up the count with a desperation double axe handle, and this one's gonna continue. Hard punches to the head of Parks and pulling DCP from the logo. Spectre tosses the dirtiest player in the game over the top ropes and down onto the small mat, turning his attention towards the dazed Natas. Spectre follows through with a snap suplex and transitioning into a tight reverse chin lock. Sam Natas doesn't seem to be in a very good position now. Forearms by Spectre over the head and onto the chest of Natas and reapplying the chin lock. It's Sam Natas who's now powering up to the upright position. Spectre tries a handful of hair, but Natas powers into his sternum with a killer stunner, and Jesus Christ Almighty, was that spit or was that one of Spectre's teeth? Shoulders to the canvas for the 1, 2, 3. No, Spectre rolls his shoulder through in the nick of time, and this one's gonna continue. Sam Natas is now calling for another German suplex, and my God, is he actually trying to break Spectre's neck like he said he was gonna do? Locking his hands from behind, the Spectre lifts his heel right into the groin of the Evil One and reversing the hold. It's Spectre who's in control with the go-behind. Spectre laughs, executing a big wiggle and slapping Sam on the ass. Spectre spins Natas around, up and down with a vicious powerbomb, and my God, would you look at the angry gaze that just came across the face of the Spectre. Spectre's going for the win. 1, 2. Oh, wow. Football kick to the face of Spectre by the forgotten DCP dirt cheap shot Parks, and holding his nose in pain, I think Parks just broke the Spectre's nose. Johnny howls from the outside and picking the bloody Spectre up off his back. It's DCP with an awesome Indiana drop. Parks isn't going for the win. He's pulling Spectre off the canvas, and he's hoisting him up onto the ropes into the opposite side of the corner with the third Spectre rolling out. It's Parks who tosses him into the ropes, courtesy of a hard Irish whip. Parks follows with a crafty clothesline and hooking the leg. 1, 2. Spectre kicks out in time, folks, and this one's gonna continue. Fans, remember this as this match goes on, that Sarah Richards has been banned by General Manager Rick Righteous from all WWA events and cannot enter the building. And although DCP is more than capable of handling his own against anyone here in WWA, he's without a doubt without his X Factor tonight. Parks has now ascended the turnbuckle, and as Natas staggers to his feet, it's Parks with a missile dropkick. No, Natas swats a move to the side, and did you see DCP land directly on the back of his head? My God, that had a hurt. Natas backs up, and oh, two-step double stomp to the back, forces the air out of DCP, and my God, I think DCP can't breathe in there. DCP is rolling around the logo in pain, and look at the smile on Sam goddamn Natas' face. I think Sam is actually enjoying this. Off the canvas comes DCP, and overhooking his head and arm, it's Natas who comes down with ruthless aggression, and damn, did you see Parks' face crush against the canvas from that awesome DDT. Nettis wants referee to count. One, two, kick out by Parks, folks, and Derek Parks will not be denied his chance at the WWA Heavyweight Championship. Nettis slams his ham hands into the canvas in protest and pulling DCP from his back. Oh, German suplex finds the mark. Spectre's now getting on all fours, and Jesus Christ, winning the lottery with money from the collection plate. Nettis just drove a boot right into the face of the champion. German suplex on the champion by Nettis, and the evil one is pointing to DCP. The crowd gets in the view. Oh no! Spectre with a kick to the dick and taking Sam by the head. Spectre clears the arm up and down into a choke slam. And good grief, Charlie Brown, where is Spectre getting the energy to pull off those power moves? The Spectre is motioning to the top ropes and climbing the turnbuckle on uneasy legs. I don't know if this is a good idea for the Spectre to go for such a high-impact move. Nettis is recovering and he slams himself into the nylon, and Spectre crouches himself onto the top turnbuckle, making his way into the corner. And uh-oh, here comes Sam Nettis. Nettis is going to set up a superplex and leaping the arm over the D. Spectre's head. Oh, DCP from behind with a punch to the kidneys that stops Sam goddamn Nettis dead in his tracks. Parks is up onto the second ropes, and no, Derek, don't do it. Don't do it. You'll break his neck. Oh, German suplex by DCP on Sam Nettis, and from the top rope, down goes Sam Nettis, toppling across the logo, and I think DCP by the broken Sam Nettis' freaking neck. Flipping over for the cover and the count. One, two, oh, Spectre with the Tennessee jam to the back of DCP's head, and the referee is ready in position. Now he's counting DCP down. One, two, Parks with his shoulder up, and this one is over. No one is going to quit. All three men are fighting with every ounce of strength in their body. Spectre is now bailing from the ring, and where the hell is he going? Hey, Spectre, we're right in the middle of the match. Parks is getting to all fours. He's starting to recover from that Tennessee jam, and I'm not sure if Parks knows exactly what happened. I mean, Spectre pretty much hit him with the hardest leg drop I have ever seen in my entire life. Inside the ring, DCP is pulling a very groggy Sam Nettis to his feet and giving the hometown man the double middle fingers. It's a boot to the stomach. Step down, JBU Stunner! JBU! Sam Nettis is done. One, two, three. No, whoa, whoa, whoa. Hold the phone. Miss Suck just placed Sam Nettis' foot on the ropes, and believe it or not, the referee didn't see it, and Sam goddamn Nettis is still on the hunt for the WWA Heavyweight Championship. And look at Derek Parks. My God, DCP is living in there. Parks now reaches through the ropes at a smiling Suck, and oh my God, he's got her by the zipper mask, and he's yanking her through the ropes. Holy syphilis, don't touch her, Parks. Spectre has fell on the sledge, and he just slid the Weapon of Extreme over to Nettis. Why is he giving it to Nettis? DCP is asking the crowd if they want to see Suck GBU Stunt. Oh, Nettis from behind with a sledgehammer shot from hell, and there goes Suck bailing from the ring, and down goes Derek Parks. Wait a minute, wait a minute, but you have to be kidding me. No. Hey, Brad, why are you disqualifying Sam Nettis? Look, Sam Nettis has been disqualified. He's out of here. Ooh, Spectre into the ring with a bag of popcorn to the head. And did you see him drill Nettis right between the eyes? Oh, my God. What's in that thing this week, Spectre? A Looney Tunes anvil? The referee is in the opposite side of the ring, and he's still being distracted by a very angry and irate Sam goddamn Nettis and emptying the popcorn in the ring. Oh, my God. He had two bricks in there. Come on, referee. Why are you disqualifying Spectre? The guy just used brick. What do you mean you didn't see anything? Well, who else would bring popcorn into a ring? Spectre is now waving bye-bye at Sam Nettis, and you gotta be kidding me. Oh, my God. JBU Stunner, the champion. JBU. 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 And this one is over. One, two. We have a brand new champion. Oh, my God. Turn around, referee. Come on, turn around. Suck has slid back into the ring, and she's got the sledge. Damn, oh, you slut from hell. Sledgehammer shot to the back of Derek Cheap Shot Parks' head, and DCP is O-U-T and F-U-C-K-E-D. My God, folks, this match has lost all composure, and we need someone in here, someone, anyone, to come down this aisle and inform he just kicked out, and the Spectre doesn't believe it. Vasav is now coming up the steel stairs, but it's Parks who breaks the eyes of the Spectre. Quickly getting to his feet, DCP grabs the champion and takes Vasav's leg, stopping the boy wonder from entering. Oh my god, Jimmy Uso! Spectre with the reverse X-Factor at DCP's head just thumped violently off one of those discarded bricks. One, two, three, fans. Derek Cheap Shot Parks has been eliminated from this match, and I've been told that Daryl Bazaar has now been added at the last minute by his former friend and general manager, Rick Righteous. Forgive my French, but are you fucking kidding me? Bazaar is out, still struggling with Mista, who has latched onto his wrestling boot like a fucking boy. Oh, no! Sledgehammer shot by Nadison ahead of Bazaar and falling back into the ring. Spectre with another reverse X-Factor. Bazaar is out cold. One, two, three. My God, somehow, someway, the Spectre has escaped the Old Tell Arena with the WWA Heavyweight Championship still around his waist. My God, what a match! Up the aisle and smiling is a very angry but satisfied Sam Goddamn Mattis, because last week Daryl Bazaar cost the Evil One his match, and this week it was Sam's turn to give Bazaar his own. Derek Parks has slumped up against a turnbuckle, and as Michael Stuffer enters the ring, you have to wonder why Mike Morrison didn't at least try to cheat for DCP.
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner of the bout by pinfall, the only man to not be pinned, and still, WWA Heavyweight Champion, The Spectre!
Well, folks, I'm completely shocked. And as Morrison and DCP continue to question their unstable relationship... what the hell does she want? Oh my god. She's banned from the building, but I guess she's not technically in the building.
That's right, you freaks and perverts. It's me, the hottest female in wrestling today. Shut up and stop calling me that. Whatever, I swear you people have the creative ability of a gnat. Rick Righteous. Rick, you can ban me from the arenas all you want, but you can't ban me from speaking live via satellite. I'm Sarah Richards, damn it. DCP, you're on your way to becoming the eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Champion, baby. And don't you let anyone tell you otherwise. Michael Morrison, you showed everyone the WEWA how undivided the NDW really is. Derek didn't trust you, the fans didn't trust you, and no one wanted to admit that you were the best thing going in the WEWA. Now, most of you know that I have been in search of a third member for our little clique. So without further ado, let me welcome the newest member of the new Dynasty of Wrestling. WEWA World Television Champion, Todd Knight.
Just like when the NDW was first formed, I'm going to allow Sarah to say those three famous words that kicked this thing off a few months ago. Sarah, baby, will you do me the honors?
It would be my pleasure. It's time, boys.
Knight and Parks are putting the boots to Morrison. Knight just stabbed Morrison right in the head with that damn fork. Morrison is gushing blood, and Parks has brought in a brand new barbed wire table. Oh no. Pulling out a can of gasoline. Oh my god, it's Todd Knight, who is now dousing the table with the flammable liquid, and good lord almighty, he's setting the table on fire. Dragging Morrison into the corner, Parks is calling for Knight to help him get him up onto the top turnbuckle. Derek Parks is already there, but what are they getting in position for? I just don't know. Knight is now in position on the other side of the flaming barbed wire table, and oh my god, Parks has Morrison up. Here comes the pain. Oh my god, MT3.
Just in case you didn't understand why my foot just got put up your ass, it's nothing personal, Morrison. It's just business. And your services are no longer needed. I'm tired of hearing about you becoming the next world heavyweight champion. Sarah's tired of your constant complaining, and these fans are tired of buying your overpriced, cheap-ass merchandise. Guys like you are a dime a dozen, Michael. Like Chris Ross, you have no heart. Like the Sombra, you have no will. And like all the others who have come into the WWA over the years, you, Michael, have nothing when it comes to testicular fortitude. Tonight, Sarah and I got ourselves a guy who isn't about the merchandise, a guy who won't quit on us because his ego is too big, and a guy who's not afraid to take it to an extreme. I'm not parting ways because I hate you, Michael. I'm parting ways with you because I never fucking liked you in the first place.
Mike Morrison is hurt, and looking at him shake in pain, I'm getting chills up my spine. And oh my God, no. Todd Knight, hey, have you done it? Todd Knight has taken the microphone and he's walking over to the charred, burnt, and sliced up Mike Morrison. Let's turn the show over to him because Lord knows I don't want a fork in my face.
You see, the song says it all. I'm addicted to the violence, I'm addicted to the pain, and there isn't a soul in this business who can match my intensity. You see, this business isn't about how fast you can rise to the top, Morrison. It's about how long you can stay there. And I've seen guys like you for years. Big time contracts, big time name, but in the end, you leave the same way. One step short of the world title, one hair shy of the prize, and one inch short of immortality. Now, I'm only going to say this once, and I'm going to say it nice and slow, so there's no mistakes. You leave it alone, Mikey. You let it die right here and right now. Because the next time the NDW rolls up on your ass, I'm taking you back to school. And whether you know it or not, you're already signed up for a course in Drive-By 101. What do you think about that, you little punk bitch?
Oh, yeah, and Michael, I lied. Size does matter.
Wow. Talk about laying the smacketh down on somebody. Oh, my God. Oh, come on, Knight. Don't spit on Morrison. The flames already put him out, you jerk. Don't use that as an excuse. Fans, all I can say is that Mike Morrison has just been retired from WWA. There's no way that Morrison is going to recover. Just when Morrison can say that he thought he had all the answers, DCP and the Nightmare just changed the questions. That's all the time we have right now, folks. I'm the Promo Machine, and on behalf of the WWAEWrestling.org and the reinstated Mr. Mattee, good night from the Old Tel Arena, and we'll see you all on April 1st, live on iPay-Per-View from Kissimmee, Florida, when the WWA will bring to you its annual granddaddy of them all, it's The Grinder.
Ricky, boss, what are your ideas for the next IP-Per-View?
Honda. Baby, you might not be the GM anymore, but I'm still open to any and all ideas you might have. Tell me, son, what you got on your mind? Oh, good lordy, Ricky, you know I was furious when I heard you resign La Sombra. I removed that stain from my Hall of Fame, and I made him fail that he would never, ever step foot back in WWE as long as I was alive. And Ricky, I'm like Tommy. I'm still licking, and I'm still titching. You know, I know I'm a one-way man, and I know I only think about the Barry and your right. La Sombra, whether I like him or not, is one hell of a wrestler. Look, Ricky, I'm not going to override your authority or rip up that contract, but there's something that I got to tell you. That's right. I got to dish out some type of penalty to La Sombra. I cannot have people acting out against my authority. That just ruins the whole WWE. I lose money, you lose money, I fire you, I have to break legs, and then people going to do flaming tables. Now, I know, Ricky. No, I'm not going to put you through one. No, look, this is what I have in mind. Look, I'm a man who needs protection. And La Sombra is a man who wants back in the Hall of Fame. So I say this, let's book him in a match against that crazy sumbitch Todd Knight. Yeah, man, that guy got a fault. You see him stabbed out inside my Johnson's head and then tonight? Oh, my lordy. Look, yeah, well, don't worry about him being power-driven. Todd Knight is on Timex, too. He takes a licking and keeps on ticking. But look, let's give Sombra a title shot, rewarding him for returning back to the fold. Look, and tell him if he loses, both he and Morty, that's right, boy, they're going to be my security guards for 3 months. And you know, Reggie, because I know just how much that Hall of Fame spot means to him, if he should win by some stroke of luck against Todd Knight, tell him I'll also induct him back into our Hall of Fame. I know I'm being too generous, boy, but look, now this is a lunatic. You knock you that fork, I can't have that stabbed in my forehead, boy. You know how much that hurts? Oh, good lordy. No, I'm not gonna fuck you against it. That boy's crazy. He'll stab a fork in your head, Ricky. He will. You'll be all scarred up. You won't be pretty anymore. Look, now what about Sam goddamn Nettis? Oh, you got plans? Well, let's hear it, son. What do you got planned for the evil one? Well, you, no, we're talking about Nettis. No, you want to shatter the grinder? Oh, Ricky, I'm sorry, I can't justify that. No, I can't. There are other people who paid your dues. What about DCP? Oh, all right, I'll listen. Oh, me, oh, my. Like we say in football, if that's the case, we'll then have to further review. Yes, Ricky, I will crank your shot at Lee Reeler next month on pay-per-view. And without a shadow of a doubt, it will be for the eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Championship. I love your idea of Lee Reeler as the ultimate good guy versus you, the ultimate bad guy. Black Hat versus White Hat. Cowboys and Indians. Oh, my lordy. And I love the rules. Pin to win. No DQ. No submission. That's right. Now is the time and the place where either he's going to beat you clean in the ring. 1, 2, 3. Or you're going to lose, Ricky. And you're going to have to suck up the fact that Lee Real on that Sunday was better than you. Well, no, Ricky, I'm sorry. I cannot blindfold. I will not blindfold Lee Real. No, hey, you know I'm still hearing from Chris Russell's attorney on that one? Yeah, well, it was great TV, Ricky. But guess what? I can only handle one lawsuit at a time. All right, now let's go back to Sam goddamn Nettis, please. I mean,
has been threatening since 1999. Good Lord, what about this Triple Extreme tournament, Ricky? What about if I give you a shot at the World Heavyweight Championship? How are you going to compete in this crazy-ass Four Corners of Pain Caribbean death match? Or you won't give your shot to Sam Nettis? But well, you know, Ricky, that bus stairs don't go all the way up to the top. And I would love nothing more than to see him kick Mike Johnson's ass on the biggest stage of the year. Look, Nettis is brutal and Johnson is relentless. Nettis is old school and Johnson hasn't been to school since what, fifth grade? Four Corners of Pain Caribbean Deathmatch for the Triple Extreme Championship. Tell the people to bring the trap cloths, cause it's gonna be like CSI out there. It's gonna be a bloodbath. Well, but just like you got plans for the grinder, Rick, so do I. Yes, so do I. Listen, DCP tonight, he was robbed. Everybody admits it. DCP's probably fuming, calling my house. I shut my cell phone off. Look, the guy's constantly getting the shaft. But you know what? For turning on Morrison and joining forces with the Nightmare, I got a war of brutality like that. I mean, the guy's got a set of nuts like a gorilla. Well, yeah, that sucks, kind of set a nut like a gorilla, too. But we're not talking about Nettis right now. Look, that's why I'm going to book a rematch. DCP against the Spectre. WWA, title on the line. And screw the Plano scaffold. This is going to be a three-tier circus of fun scaffold match. What is that? Well, I know you don't know about that, Ricky. It's a little bit freaking crazy for you. But look, both men are going to start on the floor. And the object is to get your opponent up onto the scaffold. Beneath the scaffold, I'm going to construct this awesome large net. And it's going to be made out of old school barbed wire. Once a competitor falls into the net, he must then go through the net and pin his opponent. Look, I ain't going to cut down the net. No. What if the net? Look. Don't worry about it, boy. These guys are gonna fall from the top tier, and it's gonna be about 25 feet in the air. Yeah, I'm gonna make it probably like, I don't know, 8 feet, 15 feet, and then 25. That's gonna be the three tiers. Look, I guarantee, Rick, I guarantee it, Ricky, the net will not hold their weight from the fall. I'm not concerned about any of them defending it after that. I am evil. I am evil. And you know what, Rick Ratchets? The words of Julio Rodrigo de Hoya himself. I'm just getting started.
Remember, folks, this card cannot be retransmitted or rebroadcasted without the express written consent of Mr. Petit or eWrestling.org. The WWA, simply the best.